Yoğurdu. Yarama. Yine kıyıkla anayakta. Yoğurdu kıyıkla kıyıkla. Sadra. Yine kop. Sadra kağıt çizikti bu anayakta. Sema. Sadra çizikti bu anayakta. इन लोगों को मैं चले आता मेरा पक्का काम है रोना का पुल्ला यार कहीं तारने मतलब तो काम है इन लोग तो होना ऐसा मौन तो कपट मिला है यार
Kita tak boleh, kita ni baru pergi aktif lagi. Tapi nanti, kalau pun nak tahu ni, kita nak tahu ni, I have a question to ask since you're talking about noses. We know Eskimo live in snow houses here, don't we? Every book that we read says so. I don't know what Minyuk is and all these other houses, but anyway, we know they live in snow houses now. Do they also rub noses when they meet each other?
That's all the tips we learned. Instead of using bacteria from other...
Let me say a few words in Lower 48, 1 month and a half ago.
30 days ago, that's the way the Eskimos keep their wives with their nose. But they live around it. And then when I grown up, I used to kiss my girlfriend like that, with my nose. But as soon as the white people came, and they used their lips to kiss the other. So we learned that, so I thought it was the best. So, the other days ago, the Eskimos hardly have any teeth. They used their nose with their kisses. And after the white people came, after we learned how to kiss with our lips, there's a lot of pinky in the
line. Charlie, go ahead.
About one and a half ago, we were in Lower 48, and then my wife came into the schools to fill in something more about teaching, about Alaska, and then a lot of kids, want to learn about Alaska, and then they asked about the rough nose kissing. But I told them, it may be long before my time, but we just like anyone else know. And then after they listen to the Alaskan stories, what we know about the, what we know, and then when we get through the teaching them, and when we get ready for the home, one of the girls, a school kids, about 100 and some kids here, and then about this high, the girls, one of them said, let's rub nose to Eskimo, full blood Eskimo. And she come and I just hit my little nose. So they lined up, rub nose. That's for the goodbye. And I said, goodbye. And then I said, thank you. And then we'll learn something. Me too. All of us learned from that. And then I told him about, like Paul being said, the doctor said it's not to use the other spoon, but still they kiss with their lips. It's the dangerous to, more dangerous to use the spoon than kissing with the lips.
But you can't stop, huh?
Yeah, I can't stop. Yeah, that's a really thing. We've seen a lot of kids down in Lower 48, even in Hawaii. They want to learn more about it. In Big Island, Hawaii, they're studying the Eskimo living up there. They've seen the Netchilik, that's you've seen in all the schools, Netchilik up in Canada or Greenland, they have it down there, and they really want to learn something about it. Someday, I think my wife and will visit them again, because my wife has been all over the schools to learn more teaching or teach them about Alaska. And they ask me a lot of questions, if it's really, we can walk in the ice. They haven't seen in the ice walking people yet. If it's really true, if I've been walking on the ice, I told them what you've seen in there, in our home, in our little Shangnak, 3 miles out in 80 acres, and even my wife skating there. Haven't you seen this one skating place where we have living there? Yes, that's the truth. A lot of people wants to know about a lot of things like we are. If I haven't been in Lower 48, I wouldn't believe what the people say about use your elbows to get through some of the too many people. We used it. We hand to hand. We just come through the big line of the people. Sometimes it's really hard time to get through. That's really true. A lot of things that we may not believe a lot of things about what we don't know, but it was true. And then even up here, a lot of things you know here, how can you believe that you haven't seen it? If you want to get down there, you will see something for your own self. See it for yourself. Someday, some of you people will get down there and you know a lot of things unbelievable. And I was down at the Seattle Hospital for 2 weeks. I've seen a lot of people, even lady doctors, three ladies doctors that took care of my heart with a big machine, and they let it work it, and then no men doctor there when they worked on the one hospital, and I mean one big machine. And then Dr. Rich Meyer, I wonder if he's been here, I don't know, maybe in Anchorage, and he asked me after the three ladies to care of me, and then they said it right, my heart, it was too slow, but they get it faster, and I thank them. And then when they got it fixed, they know that Dr. Richards, a lady doctor, hit the doctor of those two young doctors, and she said, I got it when he got it through, I mean, when she got it fixed, my heart, right, beating, not too fast, not too slow. And then she said, you're strong and you're brave and you helped me. And I said, thank you. And then when she got it through with my heart, when she knows that she helped me a lot, she come and kiss me. Boy, I'm proud of that because I thank her. She really thanked that she could help me, and I thank her. And then one doctor said, from the other doctor, I think the veteran hospital, and then he talked to me with the other two doctors, and he told me, whenever you feel that way again, kind of numb my arms, kind of numb, and then out of breath, just write him a letter. Don't waste any time to the Coxsview or the Anchorage, just write him a letter. Notify him. He said, he's the one he's seen by the number. Hands again that way. I forgot his name, but in my diary. And then I think I didn't talk too much. Anyway, rough notes, it's a good thing too, I guess. That's all.
Kan mutu belum ada. Allah telah melihatnya.
Rachel has a letter she'd like to share with you. It came today.
Kami po ko, si Ling Meeting niya, Irene Frapp, hindi si Masik na nga. Sa mani, si Aaron Lee, kanyang niya last month, who broke John and Lou, Robert Newland Lou, kating matiro, uliyaw lakta. Si Masin, siya brani, kating magalokap te, uliyang ili, Mani, man of me, Katinidia, John and Nito, it not called Lockdown Luigi, Mako, Proxing it, Mongo to you with a Louis, Pitchuksa, Louis, it not pickable, Ubali, that non the carpony, Ukalan Nesto, can you long me to tell me, Donani, Ubali, you, Donani, they chair for me. Ami ilang itong ni dalawang meron na pero din pinyaro dating ubaligo kila una inyupeng usli kli yung nitsa kasili ima katin matyaka loka ni telepon na ganga nakapeng nulay magangma takoko naklunga at yutik samdik pili sinyaktumay naklubo. Then ma okrubin yora miglu, panyak yora niglu, achun lakam ni, sabga inyuk. Egu miglu, ubaguk, makoon ni nikillot. Pisingat nagat yuwa egu ni, nagat yagutuk, sabga okrubin yora mig, panyak tabin yora mig. Apeksuwa nga suli, tatkap ko nikipengu reis paat. Itna huni. Pakoti raga sinigiga, konekta ko lang nyakso kima, konekta ko lang sutut ko, nyakso binyora ni, sutu binyora ni, ikalu binyora ni, itna sinig, uksok tuta kahukuti, sabi ilya ni katiklu ta piraktiut, suli ilya butona ni, at Lamik Regional Corporation Lamik, inyak sinya ako ting, sabi nili, katil lalu ting kisi huting ame uba uba nga taputi lunga kisi kalau tu taglan kisi tarung mengurunga mak nga abil lunga abunga aglek sembeli nyak tu mali isu makama tak nasi je abu liti sumit yone tilbing munle agliti nyaksa uba guk Inuit maka nalau meok tahuting itna it kalauktut aglan liguok tabra miking ngang me om nakalau kuni una inyu pengusli sa napcuk ikpigit lugu aglan lag menyaksak ima ilisi magiksi kamna Irene Frank lugalauktok Irene Laverne mokta tabra
Tabra apa panik sama kesan?
I think we've had a very good day today, starting off with stars, ending up with medicine. Tomorrow we'd like to go and to think a little bit about asking you for some words of wisdom. You are the leaders. Some words of wisdom. What direction should we go from here to carry on the kind of thing that we're doing? Do you want some of us, by way of suggestions, do you want to come back here later on, some months from now, maybe next year? Do you want some of us to come to your village and build things and look more closely? We would like to have some specific suggestions from you of what we can best do from now on. And then we'll look at some other kinds of things tomorrow. I'm still wanting more information on hunting and fishing and plant foods and so on. So we have lots of questions yet. Tomorrow evening, we thought we would have a little get-together. John wants to say something, and I think we need to sort of finish it all up so we have a kind of a closing. And then some of you will leave Saturday, and some of you will stay on. And we're very grateful to those of you who will.
Ubago uglakon sa basakot. Itna sibunak si laglugo. Manna ikpasapak sa basakot. Kanok lita sama isim matigin ni Rokting. Kanok ikayok sa laglugo. Itna sibunak si laglugo. Sibunik si laglugo. Itna Roktiva. Nakutluk kayaktuk at notinigli uwa uglakon tu sa asistuot suli manna sabari kakut kanok ta sama itin matilinirok ting taat na suli ukhoti luta uwa uglakon tingulak saang neko ta ami ilyasi Saturday mi sama utang neko ilyasi sama iton lang neko lak mi aglan apeksutik sa kang ni doktorli nakin nang net lang mik uminga hantar lang mik ikalong net lang mik ima sutsuli niya ukaring nisiribut ubatuli ubanga kanok makunak nga upan rapak sa bari kamning iliwirning iliwiki mako inyur temani inyurot sibullemut ubole kanuk ilagi magata mako kinubengit pilyaguklu wit pironga pibisakto samasuli tamana kanuk ilagi tilakput itna kangak sinira kataglugu piguptigu nakuna yakmik uba ilaging nirat lahuta kwi yun laktun mako inyupet ilaging nirat lagmik ikayutin nair lagmik uvat sibud lengit kanukta sama ilaging nekpata itna ilapang miktun piraksakalawit naloksigay naloksibud sama tamanna sabaksa sibud lagmi itkisit mik uvagu kuyatigil lakke tapko mani it don't look up. aglan o lao toti o lao toti tu kingune kahuti aglan na yuti lekti e kayuti lekti tabra akusti rohu la pekta kuya tigi gikput ubogut tamanna ubogut ubogut utuk khanani inyuguk togut tusahla timakakut makon utapta nalukangat tamalak taksira ilipsi puip kaklugu ikayokuta tasamma khanugluguli aglak taksikut tabak shovala oktugut kakugun teima katisulgit pisi in a few months kaptini tatkini naga ukit kikpan aglanu vammanna khilamikso okoto matun islap lunipir ilisimoraktot in ngeisa itna kikluni uva ilipsi ikayulla peagatigut ilisimakaptiknik kuyanaktok temnya konaksira isummatiptiknik konaksira kuyayokuminyakligu ilisitsira ilipsitnik temasi uvogut Pesan na kataksik yuta aglaglugu tamanna ilisimakakti kanok tasama uglatun ukoti gisitigut kanok suli sabag sa tiknik
You saw this morning the videotape on the television of the old songs. There are still those among you from Buckland and other people who haven't given us the opportunity to make videotape. If you are not too tired, just for ourselves, just for the workshop, we would encourage you to come back this evening, 7 o'clock, and there's videotape. We'd like to take some more.
Ikpaksak aturagataktikapti nakunaksak ilyasigu kaglan sama kangarmilu makaw kisulunya atung nisikataktok matnuunguk lullo cheni kupti taatna aturagat kupti monga uteosi 7 o'clock pan tasamaguk aglitigil kitche uva tamanna pichukta ilangka Unlingo atigisi itna atigilota si atiluit tamongo tiluit kasakti kaktubok sama kasoti lalakpasi takna atigisiknik atilusi angayuran lakupsi nakuna yakme aglan ukol kenya kami apko siyan libut ukol si sumat narit maungawa ko sumat narit aglan ta uko ilipsi sabak si una utok haktanik ikhaksik yalupsi samat kuninga ato wayang nagsisi sama maa
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
See you later. Said just a few words so that we can sort of pull a conference together, and therefore I'm going to ask John if he'll speak to us.
Hey, you're wrong. The hotel can.
It can.
We can serve anything we like here. That people who pay for a meal down here and want certain things, and that's what we have on the menu. We've got people here that want something special, we can put it on. If we own it, and we run it. And I don't care what the state laws or federal laws say, if we want to have something in our own hotel that we want, we can have it. But it just belongs to us, it belongs to the policy. Lord, and I hope you've taken good care of you here while you were here. So I want to take care of you the best we can, that these people are special. since you started this project, started recording all of this information that you have, I've had about a dozen people in different places ask me if they could have this information once we put it in English, and I told them no. We're not doing this for other people. Our people. If you want to know how we did it, how to do this, we'll tell them how. Other areas, they want to do that. Other natives, other places, they want to do the same thing, we'll tell them how we did it. But this information is for our people. We can't worry about the Indians down there. We've got our own problems. We want to help our own people first. After we help our people, if we can help them first month, we'll help our people first. This program, this project, I told you the other day, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know anything. All we knew was that new people were getting old, and we had all the information about our history, about our people. And we had it all locked up in their heads. Nobody was getting this information. Our membership, we don't know nothing. We're dumb. Can't talk to you. We can't understand you. We don't have much time to learn, to change this. When the white people first came up here, they made a big mistake. They stopped your parents, your grandparents from teaching. Because in our culture, in our people, you were the teacher. When you quit hunting all the time, when you quit working all the time, then you became the teacher. Because the younger people then, your kids, worked all the time, hunting, getting everything, working all the time. They didn't teach their kids. The grandparents taught the kids. And even when I grew up, my job was to make you my honor, hold it. That was my job. Get her eyes. Stay with it. Live with it. And I should have learned from her. But she had already been told that, you're not supposed to teach them that. Make that kid go to school. And the white man's kid. Which is fine. I'm not saying we don't want to do that anymore. But that's not enough. Because you can't make a white man out of Eskimo. You can make him a better Eskimo so that he can learn the white man's way and compete for jobs or whatever. But he's got to be a good Eskimo first. So that's why this is so important. Not to record it so they can put it in the library or someplace. So they can put it in some school and say, okay, we have a little more than ice igloos, we got a little more history than that. That's not important. The important thing is this information that you've got goes to your kids, me, people like me, my age, and the younger, so that they learn about their people. All about their people, everything they can. Because then they're going to be proud, because we're a strong people. We've got a real strong, rich past. When you look at history, the way they got it written out, they go back and they build the Chinese up. The Chinese, because they had writing, they wrote all the stuff they did down. The Egyptians, they wrote everything down. They got something to read, so they look at those people, and they say, hey boy, those are rich people. Years and years ago, they had these things. Well, our people had the same thing, only we never wrote it down. They say that the Egyptians, the Phoenicians, they could navigate without a compass. So what? Our people navigated without a compass too. If you want to go further, the United States is so proud, our own United States, because they got the first man to the moon. We know different. Our culture tells us that our people went to the moon a long time before they did. And our kids now, they've been taught so they laugh when you tell them our people went to the moon. They laugh. But we want to change that around. We want them to be proud to say that our people did that before your people. Then they can stand up to that white man and say, what do you mean you're going to take that job? I can do it better than you. And they can compete. Right now they're not doing that. And that's what you people are doing here. You're going to put that pride back in your kids. You're going to make them proud to be Eskimo, so they can compete against the white people. Not fight them, just live with them. They can't live with them unless they're proud Eskimo. You know that. I see it all the time. We got bars full of them down there. You want to really see something bad, go to 4th Avenue in Anchorage and 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks. And you really see some bad stuff. Our people there, no good anymore. They can hardly talk. They can't think anymore. They're ruined. And the reason for that is because they don't know where they fit. Who are they? Where they belong? Are they Eskimo? Oh, what's an Eskimo? Eskimo is no good. That's what they've been taught. And they try to be a white man? They can't. They can't. They're not white. You can't change the color of their skin. They're the same. And the white man is not going to make them a white man unless he's white. So they got to compete as an Eskimo, not as a white man. But that's where you help. And this is what is important about what you're doing. Some of the things that you've done, the stories that you've told here, the history, you never tell to outsiders. You always tell just amongst yourselves. You don't tell it to outsiders because you are afraid they would laugh at you. I think we're past that stage now. Nobody's going to laugh at you. We needed something before we could do this. We're a little bit late. We're at least 10 years too late. We lost a lot of people in the last 10 years that had really good information. And you fellas have really worked to try to remember some of the things in here. But you don't know it all. We've lost it. But 10 years ago, we couldn't do it. We had no way of standing up and telling people, we don't care what you think, this is for us, we're going to do it. And now we do. The land claims did this. It gave us power, white man's power, money. And that's the only power that they respect, money. We got it from man. And that's why we can put up this hotel. We can say, this is what we think is important to us, we're going to do it. And we tell the federal government and the state government we're going to do it, and they even pay us for it. They're not very smart. But they're afraid of the power. We stand up, and we tell them what we want, and they do it. And that's how we can do it now, and we couldn't do it before. And that's what we need to do. We need to build our people back up again. We'll take what's good in our culture, that you're telling us, and we'll help you. I can't do it. I don't know. All I can do is what you tell me. I know because I feel it, because I miss being an Eskimo, that I need it. other kids my age or younger need it too. That's why I can push them. But I can't do anything. I can just say I want it because I don't know. It's up to you. You have to do it. You have to teach us. We can put it all down. That's not enough. You have to start teaching it again. Telling people. And I'll help. I'll tell these kids how important this is. But it's up to you to still teach them. You've got to make this point. All the good stuff. You don't want any bad stuff. And if something is wrong, you feel it's wrong, we don't want it. We don't want that. It's nice to know, good and bad, what happened years ago. That's nice for us to know about it. But when we're teaching from here on, we want to teach the good stuff. And there's a lot more good stuff in our history, in our culture, than there is in the white people.